the devising. Tani Gula Bimanal. I think we began this week Hani Dalut Siyais, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, about 16 lines to the bottom, about, if I didn't count arbitrarily. Hani Dalut Siyais Mahi, one of these four steps that the Nebuchadnezzar took. It said, I say, Yishalach Mereidach Vladim and Vladim and Lechbabu Svarim. Mereidach Vladim and Vladim sent a scroll to Chizkiyah, which is called Chizkiyah, Vayechzak Vechazek Shadol Yisvarim Amincha, because he got sick and he got healthy, so he sent them a scroll and a present, Lidrai Shamayfiz Ashahoyah Baret, to find out about this miracle that had happened. Gam Rabbi Yechon Oita Yem Shemez Vayachaz, the day Achaz died, Shtei Shah Asaya. It was only a 2-hour daylight period. Because Achaz died, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want any hespedim for him, because he was a big Rasha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut daylight from 12 hours to 2 hours. Chalak Hizkiyol v'Ispach, and Hizkiyol got sick and got healed. Ajinu Kutshabichu v'Hanach Esher Shoy Nahalei, he returned the 10 hours to him. I will return the shadow of the steps. That's how they told time, by how the sun hit the steps. In the steps of Achaz, B'shemesh, and the sun, Acharanis, backwards, Eser Malus, 10 steps. Batasha B'shemesh, Eser Malus, B'malus, Hashiyarda, and went back 10 steps in the steps that had gone down. Amalei my high, so Bradach, Bladen, Bladen wanted to know what is happening. Amalei, they told him, Chizkiyah, Chalush, V'Yitzbach. Chizkiyah got sick, and he got healed, and this was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him. Is there a person like this around and I shouldn't send him a peace offering? That he wrote the letter, peace to King Chizkiyah, shalom l'karti Yerushalayim, peace to the city of Yerushalayim, shalom l'kol Rabba, peace to the great God. Nebuchadnezzar suffered the blood and Abba. Nebuchadnezzar was the scribe of blood. He tried to have a husband, he wasn't around. He asked him when he came, Amalu, he said, hey, Kisvisu, what did you write? Amalai said, they told him, Hachi Kasvina, this is what we wrote. Amalu Karisule El Kar Rabba, you call him the great God, the Kasisule the Besaif, and you write him at the end. Amar, he said, I saw one of the Parshim said, I did not speak this out, that there's two ways that the Gaim referred to the Rabbi Nishloilam. Those who don't believe in mediums call the Rabbi Nishloilam a Kar Rabba. Those who believe in mediums call him the God of the gods. Meaning, we also say Elohim, but we mean, not the God of the gods, we mean the power of all everything. But the Gaim, who believe in mediums, they say, they refer to the Rabbanim as the God of the gods. Now what he said is, if you view Chizkiyah as a deity, and he is a medium, so he should be not, that you shouldn't call him a Lekar Rabba. By calling him a Lekar Rabba, that means you're not calling Chizkiyah a deity. So if you're not calling Chizkiyah a deity, so why are you putting him first? Meaning, if he's a medium, you would put him first. That's how you approach God. Fine, but then don't call the Rabbanim Shlomo L'Kar Rabba. Call him God of Gods. By calling him L'Kar Rabba, the great God, you're saying that he is the only power. So if he's the only power, so then why are you calling Chizkiyah? Why are you putting Chizkiyah first?
Yeah, I mean, what does call Achron Chavim mean?
Not on this.
What does it mean?
It means that when they give you the last aliyah, it's because you're the most beloved person. That's what the Gemara uses it for. The Gemara uses it for that. The Gemara Megillah says that if there's three people getting aliyahs, tem sukkim, so one of them is going to get four. So the first one gets four, it's chashev. The second one gets four, it's chashev. The third one gets four, it's chashev. The Gemara gives reasons. But it gets to the third one getting four, it says he's chashev because akron akron covers. That's why I said it. I picked that example because I thought it was good to tell that to a Kayan.
What does it mean literally? That's how we use it by Aliyah?
Pasuk uses it by Rachel going last, that he saved her for last because she was most precious to him. So he wanted to expose her to Esav last. Achron Achron Chaviv, Rashi says there as well. He was very sick. He was dying. It's a Gemara in Brachos. He was dying. It was a miracle that he got healed. Happened the same night that the miracle that Sennacherib's army was destroyed. It happened. I mean, I always talk about, I mean, view this, imagine this. The matzav in Yerushalayim must have been the most depressing matzav. most depressing situation. You're surrounded by an enemy. He has huge, hundreds of thousands of troops, and Chizkiyo was left, the Gemara says, with 11,000. Whatever it is. And the king is sick, deathly ill, and dying. That's what's going on in Yerushalayim. And then all of a sudden, in one night, the king gets healthy, Sancheriv's army is wiped out. That's what happened. No, I didn't say that. That's the miracle he reacted to, because that's why the sun moved back. That had to do with that. That the sun moving back had to do with him getting healed, not with Sancheriv's army. That's all. Shalom l'cha, Rabbi, shalom l'cha, Yerushalayim, shalom l'cha, Chizkiya, peace to the great God, peace to the city of Yerushalayim, peace to the king Chizkiya. Malay Karena de Garta, the reader of the letter, Yulevin, Pravanka, should be the messenger. Meaning, if you want to correct it, go correct it. Rod Basrei, so he chased them, because the Roy, Arba Psias, when he chased them 4 steps, Asa Gabriel, Volkman, Gabriel stopped them. I'm Rebekah, and the Malabo Gabriel, Vemida, and Gabriel not stopped them. Vahoya Tukunalus, and Amshay Yisrael, the Jews would have never been around. Meaning, because he got so much scar for 3 steps, or for 3.5 steps, whatever it was, imagine what would happen had he gotten more steps. Yes. It seems that Chizkiyo asked Hashem for a sign that he'll get healed. Again, I have a hard time understanding that Parsha Navi. When he was still sick and he was told he would get healed, Hashem, he said, give me a sign. So he said the sun will return 10 hours. It seems that the letter never got changed, correct? But he wanted to change the letter. And he was willing to run to chase the letter. We did that already. Who is this Gladen ben Bladen? Why is he called by the name of his father? His name Breidach or Gladen ben Bladen? I mean Gladen Malkav. He was a king. What happened was he got a dog face. So they appointed his king, son to take over. As respect to his father, he named himself Breidach as Breidach Bladen, because he wanted his father's name to be incorporated into his name. More than just the son of. That became him. He became an extension of his father. He's referred to as a son who honors his father, the Eved Adonav, and a servant who honors his master. When did we find that a servant honored his master? The 5th month, on the 10th day of the month, the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, the chief executioner, came, stood in front of Melech Babel in Yerushalayim. He burned down the Beis HaMikdash in the king's house. And the question is, Misal Mechanetzah Yerushalayim, did the Mechanetzah ever make it to Yerushalayim? They took him to Rivla, out of Eretz Yisrael. When they captured Tzitziol, they took him to Mechanetzah, out of Eretz Yisrael. And here it says he was in Yerushalayim. Rivlasa refers to the city of Antuchia, which Rashi says is out of the border of Eretz Yisrael. Since the Rav Yitzchak Abdimi answered this problem. One says that a likeness of Nebuchadnezzar was carved out in the Zeradin's chariot, so therefore Nebuchadnezzar accompanied him everywhere he went, so to speak. He had such a great fear. He stood in front of him as someone who he always walked around as if his king is right over him. That's Eved Adonav. What? No, I didn't. I didn't see anything about it. I don't know. I'm a rabbi. Toin klatzmeis kudnaisa, the load of 300 mules, nargad the parzula of metal hatchets, the shalut the parzula, certain kind of metal that can break through metal. Shadalei Nebuchadnezzar Zeradin. Nebuchadnezzar gave Zeradin in his attack of Yerushalayim 300 mulefuls of this metal cutting metal, and that was going to break through the gates of Yerushalayim. Kulubo son of Chadasha. All of them were swallowed up and destroyed by one door of Yerushalayim. She had this on the Sidhikal Yachat, one door, the Khashim Khalapas Yaloyman destroyed all the I forgot what Khashim Khalapas are, they're different kinds of hatchets and there was another word for it. Axes, right. Vayilam Hadri, he wanted to go back. Amr, he said, Mistafina de Lilab to be Kehekh to Abdu Mitzacharev. They shouldn't do to me what they did to Mitzacharev. Namke Kala Kal came out, Vamar Shaver Bar Shaver, Leaper, the son of the Leaper. It was a rat and shover, leap. The Mati Zimna de Mikdish Shacharev, the time has come for the Beit HaMikdash to be destroyed. They call him Mikli and the Beit HaMikdash Shamala to be burned. Pashlech Hanagi had one hatchet left. Asa Makhi Bakupa, he hit it with the handle of the hammer. He hit the door, the Yiftach, and it opened up. Shenemar, Yivada, it should be seen to maybe Lamola, as if he attacked upstairs. We're asking Hashem to view the attack of the Beis HaMikdash as an attack on him. Bisvach Eitz Kadumais, with the thicket of the handle of the wood. Habakatuva Azah, he murdered people, he killed people, Adamatu Lehekola, till he got to the Beis HaMikdash. Adlik Beinura, and he lit the Beis HaMikdash on fire. Gava Hekola, the Hekol went up. They wanted to go up to Shemayim. Darchu beim Shemayim. They stepped down in Shemayim. Shem Agas Darach Hashem. Hashem pressed on the Beis Hamikdash of Sula Bas Yehuda to the Virgin of Bas Yehuda. It means forced it down. Kasicha Daitay. So the Duradin now is walking around feeling great about himself. Gavka Bas Kolav Amrlei. Basko went out and said to him, "I'm a Ktila Katalta. You killed a killed nation. A Kolav Kaya Kalisa. A burnt Eichel. You burnt. Timcha Tchina Tchinas. A ground flour. You have ground." Take a grinder and grind the flour. It's a ready flour. Reveal the place where your braids are. Pronouncing the pasuk probably wrong. Chespi shaivo, reveal the also the braids of your hair. Gali shaik, reveal your thighs. Ivri naharis, go across the rivers. Sitim leinemro kemach, which was already ground. He saw the blood of Zchari that Karasach that was bubbling. Amalu, my high, what is this? Amalu, he said to him, Dams Bokhamu, this is the blood of Karbanas, the Shtabuk that got spilled. Amalu, he said, I see that Nazi, let me go test it. Imadami, if it's similar, I'll leave it alone. Kasi, he checked the animals. Ule Damu, was not similar blood. Amalu, Galuli, tell me what happened. Biloy, if not, Sariknu Luchu, I will comb your flesh, Lim Sarayku, and Masrika, the Parzala, with metal combs. Abu Lady told him, "I claim the Navi. This was a kind of Navi. The Invalu, the Yisrael, the Chubana, the Yerushalayim, that foretold the destruction of Yerushalayim. The Katlu, and we killed them, and he was killed on Shabbos Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash. Amalu Anam, if I see him, I will appease him. I said, Rabbanu got Maloi. He brought the Rabbanu, and he killed them. Enough, it didn't stop bubbling. I said, Dari Kedibei Rav. He brought children from Cheder." Katalu, he killed them. Leinach, and it didn't stop. I see Pirkei Kohuni, but the young Kehanim. Katalu, he killed them. Leinach. Adi Katalu, Yitishim Rabban Riba, he killed 940,000 people. Leinach, and it didn't stop. Karvel Gabe, he walked over to the blood. I'm Ischari, Ischari. Taibim Shulam Yibatim. The good ones I destroyed. Nichalach, the Tzlun, the Kulu. You want me to kill all the Jews? Yadnach, immediately it stopped. Here at Tshuva, the Daiti, he did Tshuva. Amar Mahim Shle Yibul and Nefeshach, if they only killed one person. Kach, look at the punishment. Ahu Gavram, I have Yale. What's going to happen to me? Araki ran away, Shadr Patisa Levesi sent his last will and testament to his house, this guy and he became a ger. Tana Rabbana Naman Ger Toshav, Aya Naman was a ger Toshav. He did not.
He killed them over a million people, and
that's it. Isn't it amazing? The power of Tshuva.
And Hitler Yamash Shemal was easy to accept him too?
He didn't do Tshuva.
But if he does?
What?
He did.
Seems to say that a person can do tshuva at any point. It would have to be a real, genuine tshuva.
I mean, isn't there a point where a person has to pay for his crimes and if we don't accept it? An axe murderer, doesn't he have to say it's too late? Isn't there a point where it's too late?
To become a ger?
Yeah.
I understand your question. It bothered me as well. The Gemara makes it sound that we accepted a betshuva. Yes, doctor.
Number one, where do you see it wasn't done? But it seems that he could become a Jew.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But Dr. Schwab is saying that doesn't mean he was exonerated.
Afterwards, he could be punished.
Right.
Right now, we can get him after Yom
Kippur. Yeah.
If he pays enough for it.
Let's not minimize who Nevi'er Zoradin was. It was worth the chesed of Rabbeinu Shlomo was worth 900,000 lives. And Nevi'er Zoradin should witness the miracle with the blood. There's three people who saw that they were to conquer Yerushalayim by an ace. One was Nero, and he went, and he was Mizgayer. One was Nevi'er Zoradin, who went with Mizgayer, and another was Titus, who met up with Mosquito. And this is someone who
Again, the only reason I didn't answer you what Dr. Schwab answered you before is I'm not sure if he got punished. I don't know. There is a concept of Gershon is guy can cut in Chanel dummy. I don't know what that does. You have a guy, let's say, that was Ivar Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach and then becomes a Jew. I don't know what happens. Is there a record that's expunged? Is that the correct word? Or is the record still there? I don't know the answer to that question. Dr. Schwab is assuming that the record is still prosecutable.
No, not here, upstairs. I'm saying I don't know.
You don't know? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I've never seen anyone address the issue.
I think it's a remarkable thing. I mean, you look at this. There are better calculators that it was worth it to have 900,000 lives.
Yeah, that's true.
So the Nebuchadnezzar would see this.
What happens if the guy steals something and his name becomes secure? It's sort of like pay back.
Yeah, that he has to pay back, but the Gemara says it depends on the... We had that before. Right. A guy that lived with an ancient tradition then became a Jew.
Right, so why would that apply to somebody that...
I don't know. There's rules and technicalities of when we prosecute, when we don't. I don't know the answer. They only killed one person, and they had such a terrible punishment. And I mentioned that was Rabbi Kiva. And they bought him shall sankar of Limdu Tarab Rabim, Maninu Shmaya Vaftalyan, and they bought him shall Haman Limdu Tarab of Nebarak, and that was Rab Shmuel Bar Shila. Nebuchadnezzar's descendants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring them into Judaism. Somebody who did something terrible, you should bring him in. Nebuchadnezzar became a ger on his own. Nebuchadnezzar did not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted his descendants. He said, you're going to bring that in? You wanted to heal Bubble, but they were not healed. Refers to the rivers of Bubble that give a very bitter things to their date trees over there. Targuma, the date trees of Bubble. Fine, we will stop here. Sunday morning, 6:30. I'll be optimistic.